February 1st, 1967. Today I will be interviewing Oppenheimer in Princeton, New Jersey. He is a very successful American nuclear physicist. I will be asking about what events led to the creation of the bomb and the challenges he faced throughout his life. Okay, first question. How did you get into researching chemistry and what steps did you take to get where you are today?
Well, I was stuck inside for most of my childhood, which led to a lot of studying during my younger years. I later went on to graduate from Harvard and got a degree in chemistry. I also went to study at Europe's top universities.
Nice. How did working for Berkeley set off your career?
While working for Berkeley, we built a country's best theoretical physics program. Following my success with Berkeley, I was chosen to be the coordinator in rapid rupture study for the Uranium Committee.
So how did the name Father of the Bomb come about?
I was given the name right after Japan surrendered in World War II. I wasn't proud of it. I started to realize others were given information on the creation of the bomb. This really started to frighten me, and it was up to me to de-escalate the arms race.
In what ways did Leslie Groves contribute to your success?
Well, Leslie selected me to be the director of the Los Alamos operation. The operation was very top secret. Not many people knew what went on. Once the war ended, I decided it was time for me to retire from directorship.
What did you do after you resigned as the director of the Los Alamos operation?
I became the director of the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton, and I continued to work as a scientific advisor for the government on the atomic energy policy.
So, how did the creation of the design come about?
Well, the English man gave Lawrence the idea that I should go with him to the academy and committee. During our meeting and the preparation for that, I began to look at some responsible ideas about the possible range of critical masses and the design of the bomb.
Who brought in the recruits with you to Los Alamos?
Cerber and I recruited top scientists from across the country to work at Los Alamos. We brought in Klaus Fuchs and Ted Hall to help with the studies.
What exactly did you mean when you said, "We may be likened to two scorpions in a bottle, each capable of killing the other, but only at the risk of his own life"?
Well, I realized that there would be no winning a nuclear war when the hydrogen bomb was being built. I felt it should never be created because it was far too dangerous of a weapon for any country to possess.
Could you tell us a little bit about what the Enrico Fermi Award was and what it was like being chosen?
The Enrico Fermi Award is an award honoring scientists for their lifetime achievement in the development, use, or production of energy. It is administered by the U.S. government's Department of Energy. After being chosen, I felt accomplished, but I wanted to do more for my country.
Oppenheimer was a great physicist and led scientists of the Manhattan Project at Los Alamos. Through his gifted leadership, he led a large team of scientists in creating the atomic bomb. Oppenheimer collaborated with the scientists and helped younger physicists to develop their talents. And even though he faced tough decisions and challenges, he was successful in executing his vision of making a working atomic bomb. He was a part of world-changing events through his studies and played a key role in the arms race. He is still considered to be one of the greatest scientific figures in the 20th century. Oppenheimer's legacy will live on forever.